RedHotTalkNetwork.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you would like. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype in to username lrn.fm. Though keep in mind, you will need to send us a contact request first. So just do that. We'll get that part out of the way. You'll be accepted, and then it'll be easy for you to contact us on Skype. From that point forward, big secession news. Apparently, Allie, you said we talked about this last week on Monday as something that could happen, and now it has happened from the Daily Mail. And then coming up, we'll give you what's going on with a young boy and a My Little Pony backpack.
That's right.
Allie has that story. He got in some trouble, but maybe things have panned out for him. We'll give you the details. But first, from the Daily Mail, Venice has voted to split from Italy as 89% opted to form a new independent state.
Wow.
Venetians have voted overwhelmingly for their own sovereign state in a referendum on independence from Italy.
I think that's more than they had expected to get. I think they were being conservative with what they expected the turnout to be, which was more than a majority.
Wow. It's incredible. Inspired by Scotland's separatist ambitions, because they're going to be voting in September, I believe. 89% of the residents of the Lagoon City and its surrounding area opted to break away from Italy in an unofficial ballot. The proposed Repubblica Venetia would include the 5 million inhabitants of the Veneto region and could later expand to include parts of Lombardy, Trentino, and Friuli Venezia Giulia. I'm sure I'm butchering that. The floating city has only been part of Italy for 150 years. The 1,000-year-old democratic Serenissima Repubblica di Venezia was quashed by Napoleon and was subsumed into Italy in 1866. Wealthy Venetians, under mounting financial pressure in the economic crisis, have rallied in their thousands after growing tired of supporting Italy's poor and crime-ridden Mezzogiorno South through high taxation. Activists have been working closely with the SNP on their joint agendas, even traveling to Scotland alongside Catalonians. Of course, the Catalonian area of Spain also is looking for independence, as well as Basque separatists to take part in pro-independence rallies. Campaigners say the Rome government receives around 71 billion euros each year in tax from Venice, some 21 billion euros less than it gets back in investment and services. So they're, like a lot of places, tired of paying in billions of dollars.
Is this like
or euros
the concept of a negative state or a positive state? Is that how people refer? People in the U.S. talk about how certain states
tax
cost
positive,
more money.
Tax negative, yeah. So
then they bring in tax money.
So, yeah. So certain states in the United States pay in to the federal government more than they receive in federal benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know, you and I don't see any of that. It's just the state gets certain monies back. So obviously money goes into the feds. They take a cut off the top for the bureaucrats. And then certain states receive more than they're paying in as far as federal programs.
Right. None of these states actually win. It's just that some are losing harder.
That's pretty much, yeah, that's the case. Although some do get more than they put in. So that would be the tax positive states. And so the people in Venice are sick of being tax contributors to the rest of Italy. Campaigners say that, organizers say that 2.36 million, 73% of those eligible to take part, voted in the poll. So I don't know if that's quite a super majority, but it's a serious majority of people
They're
in the area.
They're fired up about this issue.
The ballot also appointed a committee of 10 who immediately declared independence from Italy. Venice may now start withholding taxes from Rome. Very exciting stuff.
I wish I had enough money to move to Venice.
Do you?
I think it's like $1 million a month for an apartment there.
Uh-uh. No way. Really?
I think it's a lot of money.
Would you really move to Venice, Italy, if you could?
I don't know. Because I went there one time. I went there for like a day. Actually, for 3 hours. This is when I was 18.
Okay.
It's like a school trip. It's embarrassing.
You were going all over
Europe? We had to wear like blue windbreakers. with, you know, we stood out as Americans.
So that way all the Italian
guys would know.
American girls.
They would know that we were lame and from America.
Did any Italian guys try to pick you up while you were there?
No. No. I actually had a really gross pizza. It had been sitting out for a long time. I was like, well, I guess I'll eat pizza.
So you were in Venice for a few hours?
Yes.
So was it one of those Europe trips where you're going all different places?
Everywhere. We went, I mean, not everywhere, but we went to like Paris for a day.
Mm-hmm.
So you never really got to, you just got to see it. It's like you might as well just see pictures of it.
Yeah, you didn't really get to stop and, you know, experience the flavor or whatever.
But our tour guide was almost like a real estate agent. She was telling us all about the architecture and then telling us about the apartments and people that live there and what it's like to live there, which is pretty cool. But
is that where you heard that it was $1 million?
Well, I don't know. It was something like that. I remember thinking, like, $1 million? I hope one day I can do that. But I don't know if I would actually enjoy going around on boats. And what do they call the boats they go around on?
Gondolas?
Gondolas. I think that is right.
I don't know if I would enjoy paying $1 million a month for rent for anything.
I might be overestimating the cost.
So back to the story here. So again, 73% voted in this referendum, and major change here coming to Italy. Campaigner Paolo Bernardini, professor of European history at the University of Insubria in Como, northern Italy, said it was high time for Venice to become an autonomous state once again. Although history never repeats itself, we are now experiencing a strong return of little nations. I don't know what he means by history never repeats itself. Small and prosperous countries able to interact among each other in the global world. The Venetian people realize that we are a nation worthy of self-rule and openly oppressed, and the entire world is moving towards fragmentation, a positive fragmentation, where local traditions mingle with global exchanges. President of the Venetian region, Luca Zaia, of the separatist Northern League Party, said that Venetians had lost 85,000 jobs in the crisis and were now hungry for change. The will for secession, he says, is growing even stronger.
Do you think that's true, that like worldwide fragmentation has been sort of the trend?
Well, yeah, if you look at...
I just looked up fragmentations. The process of being... process or state of breaking or being broken into smaller separate parts. So it makes sense.
It's decentralization. And yes, if you look at the number of so-called nations in the world over the last, I think, 100 or 200 years, there are more now. There are something like twice as many now as there were.
I wish I knew more. Is it that big states are breaking apart, or is it that...
Sure. Well, I mean, certainly you had the Soviet Union, which broke up in the late 1980s. That's one of the ones that happened during our lifetime. I can't say I'm an expert on this particular subject, although I love the idea. It's just that, you know, there's a lot of secessions you don't hear about. Wasn't it Sudan that also broke up somewhat recently?
Yeah. I think that they're like, I really shouldn't speak about things I don't know about,
right.
But I feel like there was warring in Sudan over something like that.
So a lot of times these things happen without much fanfare. And you don't hear about it. But so, yes, the answer is there is more decentralization today than there ever was in the past. And while people haven't gotten over the idea of nation states yet, as I think we might like to see people do here on Free Talk Live, to end the idea of the state itself, certainly having more states in the world and smaller states is preferable than
having one overarching state.
Right. One or just a few mega, you know, these sort of megalithic, ginormous states out there. So really the United States is kind of a relic at this point. If you look at the rest of the world as far as sizes of countries, Russia's pretty big. Russia and China, they're definitely big places. But, you know, on the scale of things, the United States is one of the few relics left that they've got this old system of joint. Of course, now the EU is sort of mimicking the United States to some extent. And from what we talked to somebody recently on the show, they explained that there's some ups and some downs to the EU, like being able to travel easily from state to state, but also lots of regulations and taxes.
Right. And I think that when you look at these bigger countries like the United States, Russia, China, and they have these really powerful governments that seem to play like a big role in world politics, that it seems like, oh, well, they must be doing something right by having this big government. But I think it's just that maybe the currency all being the same among that many people is just like a powerful force and it feeds into this huge government. But what if like everyone on Earth was using the same currency that wasn't owned by a government?
Ooh, like Bitcoin? 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can share your thoughts coming up here in a moment. Free Talk Live.
Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with Bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin General Store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at BitcoinGeneralStore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, well, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at BitcoinGeneralStore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical Bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at BitcoinGeneralStore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You've got to see what they have to offer. Visit BitcoinGeneralStore.com today. That's BitcoinGeneralStore.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want right here toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, what happened to a young man, little boy maybe? I'm not sure how old he is. Do you
little
recall?
Boy.
Little boy. Little boy wearing a My Little Pony backpack to school, stirred some controversy. We'll share that with you. Plus, an insanely inefficient government program will get the details on what's being called the sinkhole of bureaucracy. And a lot of this content is coming right from the front page of our website, freetalklive.com. You can create the content there, and you can also vote. So maybe you don't have anything you want to submit. You can just go there, and you can vote up the stuff that you like and vote down what you don't. So go to freetalklive.com. You can get creative there. And if you have a Reddit account, you do need to have a Reddit account. That's free. And the Free Talk Live account is also free. You just link the two together in a very short, simple process. You can easily submit content and vote it up or down at your leisure at freetalklive.com. So we got a correction during the break, actually, because Mark is sick today. And so he's staying at home listening to the show. And he's tweeting and, you know, and Facebooking and things like that. And also,
what a hard worker.
He's also fact-checking us, which is nice, because normally we don't have the luxury of a producer. We have to rely on you, the listener, to correct us when we're wrong. And we're frequently wrong here on Free Talk Live because we're humans. And we're also usually busy doing other things during the day. So this is probably one of the...
If he was here, he'd be fact-checking us, too. But we just get to expound further upon our point that's not correct.
True.
And he's not here.
But he's also able to, you know, when you're not actually on the air, you have more time to focus on doing research. And
that's true.
Like that. So he has pulled up the number of countries, because we were talking about this in the last segment. I had said that it seemed like there were at least twice as many countries within the last 200 years. Turns out there are about four times as many countries today as there were over just over 100 years ago.
Then why is it that people, when you talk about secession, it must just be because in the United States, the Civil War was just like the Union won, so everyone takes their side. And so here, when you hear secession, people just immediately think like slavery, racism, it's wrong.
Or they'll just say, that was decided in the 1800s. And then there's like no more conversation.
Right. It's over.
There was a war about it, so it can't ever happen. But according to the statistics here, and these are from DLC.org, the number of countries per, now this is from the government's list, the year 2000 was 192. Now compare that to 100 years prior, where there were only 57.
Wow.
So that's a pretty big change in what amounts to just a few generations' time.
We in school didn't even attempt to know what all the countries were. We barely could get the states down.
Oh, no kidding. I mean, geography, talk about a difficult class. It's, yeah, I mean, who could memorize 192
Boring.
Countries? Somebody probably could, but not me. So the term globalization here from this Trade Fact of the Week document, the term globalization has no clear definition, but seems to combine trade integration with global financial markets, improved communications technology, and worldwide vogues for art, dress, and entertainment. The modern world has seen two rounds of it, roughly coinciding with the second halves of the 19th and 20th centuries. The Victorian era development of communications and travel through steam, global news agencies, and transoceanic telegraph cables has a counterpart in today's airline networks, media conglomerates, and internet connections. The proportion of world GDP to trade and investment after eight post-war rounds of trade talks is about the same now as it was in 1913. The big contrast is political. 19th century globalization also meant the amalgamation of lots of small countries into a few big ones. The 21st century version has been accompanied by the creation of many little countries. Between 1860 and 1895, about 80 countries were wiped off the map through, number one, the Risorgimento in Italy, which abolished four dukedoms and one small kingdom. Two, German unification, which were 37 small to medium-sized kingdoms and principalities combined into one. And three, colonial ventures with colorful names like The Great Game and Scramble for Africa, which extinguished or converted into protectorates, three Central Asian khanates, about 25 African states, four Pacific Island kingdoms, six Southeast Asian monarchies, and numerous smaller tribal associations. By the mid-1890s, Europe's total count of independent countries had dropped to 24, Asia's to 5, and Africa's to 2. So apparently in the past, there were more nations than there were in the year 1900. Let's see. So by Queen Victoria's Diamond Jubilee Ceremony in 1897, held just after the curtain went down on the monarchies of Hawaii, Tonga, Madagascar, Aceh, and Sulu, there were about 56 independent countries worldwide, which is probably an all-time low. The 20th century trend toward more countries began with Cuban independence in 1898. Australia, Panama, Norway, and Albania followed in the next decade. Since then, about 130 more countries have emerged with the breakup of Tsarist Russia, Austria-Hungary, and the Ottoman Empire after World War I, the decolonization of Asia, Africa, the Middle East, the Caribbean, and the Pacific between 1945 and 1980, and the collapse of the Soviet Union and Yugoslavia, which brings us to close to today, because this article was actually written in 2003. So we've had another decade since then. I'm sure that it wouldn't take too much more effort to find out how many more countries have been added to the world, because I've heard it's over 200 today, like 207 or something like that. So if you know and you want to let us know, 855-450-FREE, and maybe we'll see another one soon here in New Hampshire as somebody breaks away, some state from the United States. It seems inevitable with the way the rest of the world has been going. This
yeah, but
trend.
I think if one does it, then the rest are just going to follow.
That's what I'm hoping for.
That's what I hope for, too, but I think that's what they're worried about. Like, if one
they better
state,
be worried.
If they're like, we're just Vermont over here, we're just New Hampshire over here, we're little, let us go, it's mm-hmm. no big deal. And then I think that they would know that if they do that, then there goes all of New England.
So do you think that they'd roll in tanks and there'd be scary stuff happening?
I have no idea what to think.
So if you want to share your thoughts, 855-450-FREE, if you think secession's a good idea and you love the ideas of liberty, you should move to New Hampshire. And even if you don't really aren't a fan of secession or you're unsure, as long as you love the ideas of liberty, you probably should move to New Hampshire. Because the Free State Project isn't an explicitly secessionist movement. You don't have to sign some sort of agreement saying you're a secessionist or you believe in secession. But there sure are a lot of free staters, as we might be called, that are in support of secession. You, Allie,
That's
sound
true.
Like one of them.
Yes, I am.
I am also. You can go to freestateproject.org, learn about a movement of 20,000 liberty-minded people all coming to the same place. We don't have that 20,000 yet. We're actually trying to get to that number. We've got over 15,500 now. So we're getting there. Well, sometime within the next 2 years, we are likely going to hit that 20,000 number. And then there'll be a 5-year window wherein all 20,000 will have to move to New Hampshire. And we already have over 1,500 people who are
here now.
Signers.
Okay.
Over 1,500 signers of the Free State Project are here now. That's over 1,000 people who've moved, because there were a couple hundred that were already here when New Hampshire was chosen. But that's a significant movement. There have been significant wins thus far for the ideas of freedom, and it'll only get better as we get thousands more people here. And the idea of secession is one that's already being tossed around. There's the Secessionist New Hampshire Liberty Party that's been formed here. There is the pro-secession think tank group, the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence. So we're just getting the ball rolling on this. We really need more liberty-minded people here. So go to freestateproject.org and maybe we'll see New Hampshire be the first independent nation to break away from the United States.
That would be awesome.
It's going to happen somewhere, whether it's Vermont, Hawaii, Texas. I don't know where it's going to be. Alaska. These are all possibilities.
I would be proud if New Hampshire was first.
It would be awesome. But even if we were second, I'd be okay with that, too. It's Free Talk Live. More time.
Attention radio listeners, are you getting amazing results from your store-bought omega-3?
Since taking Omax 3, mental fuzziness is gone, I'm on top of things.
My bad cholesterol had gone down, and my triglycerides had gone down.
Being 53, sometimes it's pretty uncomfortable getting up and getting out of bed. With the Omax 3, I'm jumping out of bed and the joints feel great.
We want your Omax story next, so we're sending you a free supply. Developed by Ivy League doctors affiliated with Yale University, Omax 3 is clinically tested to help improve cholesterol and reduce triglycerides by 30% in just 30 days while fighting joint pain better than your store brand. You can also feel improvements in your mood and memory with your first free supply. Omax 3's pharmaceutical grade omega 3s come individually blister packed, so it absorbs better and gives you faster results with no fish burps. Feel results in just days, guaranteed. Get your free supply today for just the cost of shipping. Call 1-800-672-4601. That's 1-800-672-4601. 800-672-4601.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, bring up whatever you want. Right here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. Features including our YouTube channel. This is kind of new.
Wow.
For the last few weeks. Well, we've had the channel for a couple years, but really hadn't done that much with it besides put up the occasional pitch video talking about the AMP program, stuff like that. But now actually putting up a new video every single night, and it is the full three-hour recorded version of Free Talk Live.
Which anyone so, could just cut up into whatever pieces they wanted to, right?
They sure could. Yes.
That's cool.
And
illustrate them.
If you wanted to, you certainly could. How much of that will be done,
just saying, I guess, remains
to be seen.
I just want to put it out there that someone could do that.
Certainly. Yeah, we don't believe in the intellectual property stuff, so feel free. Download, chop it up, upload it somewhere else. I don't care. Do what you want with it. But the episodes are there. We're doing them on a nightly basis. Keep in mind, it's video, so it takes longer to process that stuff than like an audio file. So if you're itching for the video after the show's over, you're probably going to have to wait a few hours. I don't know how long it usually takes YouTube, because usually just kind of hit the publish button and then leave. So sometime during the overnight, usually the video does go up. Certainly, likely by the next morning, you'll get the previous night's show. YouTube.freetalklive.com takes you right to the YouTube channel. You can subscribe there. And, of course, we still have audio archives, as we always have, at freetalklive.com. But I thought that was unique enough to warrant its own mention here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Also, something that warrants mentioning is blockchain.info. If you've got an Android phone and you don't yet have the blockchain app and you're into Bitcoins, well, what are you waiting for? Go to blockchain.info and get the most useful, in my opinion, the best Android-based Bitcoin app.
Now, I've got it.
Yeah, so do I. And I wish there were something that we could say was the best for Apple's iPhone and iPad devices, but unfortunately Apple seems to hate Bitcoin and has banned all Bitcoin apps from their app store. However, if you're an Apple user, you can still visit blockchain.info. They have a web wallet that you can use there. And blockchain's wallet features allow you to easily send bitcoins anywhere in the world. And Bitcoin is, we're talking about decentralization of nations. Bitcoin's a decentralized currency. So all of these things are kind of happening at once. And now you've got the decentralized currency that is no one is in charge of, everybody controls, and it's wonderful. So if you haven't looked into Bitcoin yet, go to weusecoins.com. And if you're ready to get a Bitcoin wallet, you can get one for free, more than one if you want, over at blockchain.info. All right, so our number tonight, again, 855-453. We're talking about secession, decentralization of the world, and watching, you know, all these countries become more than what they were and have more splitting off, which is why the Crimea vote was so disappointing, that they didn't want to split out into their own country. They instead wanted to, you know, join Russia, apparently, which
right.
seems like the wrong way to go. I wouldn't want to. We discussed this briefly last week, but I wouldn't want to join Canada. It would just be bringing on a whole new realm, ream of problems. But doing our own thing. Yeah, there are going to be challenges involved there if New Hampshire or Vermont or any other U.S. state secedes. It's not going to necessarily be an easy road, but I think it would be worth whatever the effort would be.
What do you think where do you think the difficulty would come in?
Well, you never know, right? I mean, the worst case scenario is Washington rolls in tanks or drops a nuke or something ridiculous like that, right?
Yeah,
like,
but let's just say that they like pretend like they let it go peacefully.
Okay, so the next worst thing is that there's severe restrictions and trade restrictions put on the new independent.
Yeah, they're going to be all isolationist. Like, we're going to grow our own food, and we're going to do everything on our own. We're not going to be trading with any of the other states or countries.
Well, I would hope that Free New Hampshire would not take a position like that.
Me too.
What I meant was the United States may put
sanctions?
Severe restrictions, if not sanctions, on the new Hampshire, just in the same way that they put sanctions on other countries
and
people have starved to death.
No, it certainly wouldn't be.
But okay, so sanctions are definitely not peaceful, but what about tariffs? I mean, those aren't perceived of as violence necessarily, but they're also, while you could argue that they're not peaceful, they're certainly not the same as sanctions, right?
I would say it's still, I mean, yeah, because it's trade among two people. Like, if someone puts a tariff on something you want to give to me, then that's introducing, like, that's putting violence on you, I guess.
I agree.
You can't sell it to me for the price you want to sell it
to me. But the world probably won't see it as unusual.
No, I think that would be more acceptable in their eyes.
And, of course, they could start building border patrol checkpoints all around the outside border of New Hampshire and make it very difficult to go into Vermont and Maine.
Is that usually what happens when you know, a certain state breaks off or they divide? I wonder if that's common for the others to retaliate, like feel, have an ego about it, like we weren't good enough for you.
Right. It'll be interesting to see what happens in the Venice situation there in Italy, because they just voted for if you're just tuning in, they voted overwhelmingly to declare independence and form their own country. So I'm just kind of trying to come up with some of the bad things that could come out of this, right? Now, let's say the United States puts severe restrictions on, at least from Massachusetts, Vermont, and Maine's perspective, still would have the international border with Canada. We could do some trading over that, and we would still have a very, very small international ocean border on the, you know, the southeast, the seacoast of New Hampshire. So without them putting ships in the water and barricading boats and trade routes, then we would be able to trade with the entire world.
I think politically it would make more sense for multiple states to secede.
Sure.
You know, for us to get together.
But coordinating that could be very, very difficult.
Right.
I mean, it's difficult enough just to put forth the idea of secession, let alone to have different secessionist groups. Like, for instance, the people that are pushing for secession in Vermont, they do have a different viewpoint on a lot of things than, say, a lot of the people pushing for secession in New Hampshire. if we were to see Vermont and New Hampshire secede, it would be a very interesting study in contrast, because Vermont tends to lean kind of a little socialist, I guess you could say.
Yeah, they're yin, we're yang.
So you might see, like, instead of free market health care, which we might want to see here in New Hampshire, you might see a socialist single-payer system in Vermont.
That would be super interesting.
And it would be an interesting
kind of... If it was allowed, like, yeah, some kind of experiment.
And they do kind of look like yin and yang, as far as...
It's
like,
true.
I mean, not exactly, but the way they fit together...
See, geography's not boring.
So you can share your thoughts on secession if you want. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. But I'm excited. I mean, the chance that later this year Scotland could secede from the UK, that's something that's been a long time coming. And according to the early polls, it's not exactly going to cut it at this point. But they still have a good 6 months left before the vote, and maybe... The other things happening in the world, like Venice seceding from Italy, maybe that'll encourage the Scottish people to take heed and move forward with this idea. I sure hope so.
I wonder if when a certain area wants to secede from the bigger government, if it changes their behavior beyond, you know, like if the opportunity is there. Because I feel like that was sort of what the people who worship the Constitution and say, you know, that this should be the supreme law, or that this was a good document and it was violated, that it was supposed to make it so that, you know, a lot of people are minarchists who believe in the Constitution, as in they believe in a small government, and they're not necessarily against the federal government, but that they just think it should stick to certain things, and that they think that, you know, and so if you're going to believe in that, if you're going to be for the Constitution, then you should definitely be a strong secessionist, because I think that that was sort of the spirit of it, was that these strict limits
mean that...
They
were declaring independence from Great Britain, right?
But for the Constitution, it's like, you know, if you go beyond these boundaries, we're not part of the Union anymore. Like, this is the contract, supposed to be a contract between all the states and the United States, that if at any point... they pass this line, then the option to secede is there, because they haven't met
their contract. It should be that way, but I don't think that's in the Constitution, is it? I mean, otherwise it'd be pretty easy to get out of this whole scam.
Well, isn't it the idea that any violation of the Constitution means that you voided that contract, which...
That's a good idea. I mean, I support that idea. I think that really what matters, Allie, is that people come to agree with you. If people agree with your perspective, and that is that, you know, well, the Constitution was violated, so it's null and void... So we're just going to say goodbye now, then it would happen. I mean, really, this is all about changing people's minds and changing the zeitgeist, or the spirit of the times, if you will. If people start talking about secession, if people really want secession in the United States, it'll happen. It's happening in the rest of the world. Why shouldn't it happen here? It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact in helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade, and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You're toll free, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype on in, username lrn.fm. You don't have to be on the subject of secession, which is what we've been talking about for the bulk of the hour here on Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. I was trying to find a more updated an updated number of countries in the world, and according to worldatlas.com, although I don't see for sure when the publishing date was on this article, it says, as of May 1st, 2008, the United Nations has 192 official members. However, that doesn't include, I don't think, all of the nations in the world. The U.S. State Department recognizes 194 independent countries around the world. But that list of countries reflects the political agenda of the United States. As an example, it includes Kosovo, but it's not include Taiwan, as China claims that Taiwan is simply a province of China.
Interesting.
So I guess the other question is, well, who do you believe when it comes to the list of countries? How do you know who compiles these lists? Usually,
well,
governments.
Is Italy gonna be like, no, that's Venice now. They're separate. I mean, I bet Italy's still gonna claim that Venice is part of them.
That, again, remains to be seen. It should be interesting to see how it all plays out over time. I'm very interested to see, because it sounded like it was just like a referendum that was non-binding. But on the other hand, part of the article over in the Daily Mail said that they may start withholding taxes at this point, that the people
right.
in Venice consider it to be a binding resolution, that where 73% of them voted, and then of the 73%, 89% voted to secede from Italy. I mean,
it will be interesting to see what happens with that, because if they stop paying their taxes, then, you know, it just, I'm sure that there could be, like, I don't know what they're going to do, because I don't know what their options are. Italy's going to do if Venice wasn't paying their taxes. It seems like it wouldn't be worth it to retaliate or to try to do something to force them in, because they depend on them.
Well, right. And also, while they could bring in the troops, they could occupy the streets, That's an incredibly costly endeavor. And
right, you're destroying your moneymaker. And a lot of people go to Venice to tour. If you bomb Venice, that's going to, like, totally ruin its value.
Yeah, and so while it's certainly true that most governments can print out money and go to war for quite a long time, there is an effect to that, and it certainly is going to be a negative publicity kind of thing, especially when they're invading a place where likely a lot of the very people who are doing the invading have family members. So that's going to be something else the United States government will have to deal with when the time comes, when, you know, whichever state it is the first to secede from the United States. Because a lot of the people that you talk to about secession, when you ask them how they feel about secession, oh, I like the idea, but they're just going to roll in troops, or they're going to drop a nuke, or they're going to, there's always, in a lot of cases, not always, but in a lot of cases, people will jump straight to the, oh, crap, the U.S. federal government will use violence on us, because ultimately, that's what they do. I mean, everybody knows inherently that that's what the federal government does.
That's what they would like to do, at least.
If for some reason
it wasn't in their power to do,
it's certainly within
their power. I guess that would be a good time.
But it wouldn't be a very good move on their part, because in the times of the Civil War, news didn't travel very quickly. And there were certainly a lot of people who were unhappy with the idea of the Civil War at that time.
Right.
To have another, the equivalent of another Civil War in today's world, where information travels in a lightning split second. I mean,
I feel like it would be harder to justify Civil War in the U.S. these days.
It would be very hard to justify that, especially when you would be seeing video footage of the troops rolling in, of the, you know, gunshots being fired. This stuff would be put up on YouTube. It would be put up on LiveLeak. People would see the U.S. troops shooting and killing the very people that they were purportedly protecting just, you know, days prior or whatever. So I don't personally believe that it's going to come to violence if it comes to secession, at least on the part of the United States. I think they'll have to begrudgingly respect it. Of course, I could be totally wrong, and you know, there's an argument to be made from somebody saying that, oh, you're totally pie in the sky, Ian, on this. Yeah, they would be very, very violent, and here's how they'd do it. Or maybe they'd put in sanctions or block the ports. So we don't know what would happen, but
It would depend on what's happening at the time, right? It's not like, you know,
well, they're certainly spread thin across the world, so what troops are they going to use to invade New Hampshire?
Right. I mean, I don't claim to know what would the reaction be, but I know that, you know, I've heard in interviews that Obama, or maybe like when he addressed the country, that he basically referenced the Civil War when secession was brought up.
You mean when that question was asked about the Texas, what was it, the Texas, they had like a petition after the election in 2012.
So they're not uncomfortable threatening it, but I don't know if...
It's a paper tiger.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Well, no one's sure, and there's no way that we could be sure. And they may threaten right up until the very brink and then back down. Or they might drop a nuke. But ultimately, I don't care. For me, that's not the concern. The concern is the principle of we need to do this. This needs to happen. It's happening around the world. Secession is a popular idea. People see the value in it. When you talk to people in the United States, there was a poll, I think it's probably a couple of years old at this point, so maybe it's even better these days, but it's like 1 out of 5 agree with the idea of secession right now.
That's not bad.
And as far as a starting point is concerned, that's not bad at all to have 20% of people saying, yeah, let's see secession in the United States. So if 1 out of 5 thinks secession is a good idea, then that's not going to make a war against that seceding state particularly popular. And it's just going to look terrible. To some extent, government has to be concerned with PR. I mean, it looks bad to us as libertarians when they go warmongering around the world and destroying people's lives elsewhere. And we don't support that as peace-oriented people. We get that.
But I also understand that they would probably like to have wars with a lot of countries that just wouldn't be as popular of wars because, for whatever reason, we feel like we should protect those people.
It looks bad. It's like, you know, the difference to the people in the United States, and it's wrong that people think this way, but they do. They don't look at people in the rest of the world as the same as the United States. It's ethnocentrism.
They're afraid of them.
It's terrible. They think they're not humans or something like that, and that's why they brush aside going to war with other countries. But they're not going to feel the same way, I don't think, when it comes to New Hampshire or Vermont declaring secession. There's no way they can deny that those are their friends and family members, because they are.
Unless for some reason they feel like, you know, this pride of being an American, and that, oh, you don't want to be an American anymore? What's wrong with you?
They could turn, viciously turn on
us. I can see it having that kind of tone. Yeah.
So you don't know what's going to happen, but I don't think fear of the unknown is a valid reason to not go forward with this.
I agree. Although I am concerned about potential violence, and I would support. I think that I wouldn't be like, no, well, we can't secede or try make any attempt to secede because they could be violent. I think it's like a good effort to get at least the idea out there and to one day hopefully put it up to a vote. If you think that it would look good for the cause, then yeah, vote on it. I think that would be really interesting.
It would have to, actually, here in New Hampshire. You would have to see it put to a popular vote, and it would have to get, I think, 2/3, if I'm recalling correctly. So it's a pretty big hurdle to get over. I mean, and we're nowhere near it right now. But it would be interesting to do a poll of New Hampshireites. I would find that very interesting, because we've seen the polls of the United States
right. As
far as how many people in the U.S. support secession. But what do the people in New Hampshire think? What do the people in Vermont think? It would be interesting to see a breakdown of state by state to see where the real support lies. Because if there's a bunch of people in New Hampshire who think secession is a fine idea and a bunch of people in California and New York who don't think it's a good idea, then California and New York could very well outweigh New Hampshire as far as their weight versus, you know,
right. The
amount of population is a lot heavier there versus New Hampshire. So, you know, even though it's 1 out of 5 across the U.S., what's the actual numbers within the borders of New Hampshire? If I had, you know, a bunch of money to throw at making a poll, you know, I'd hire Zogby or somebody like that to look into that question.
You know, I am very used to people here in New Hampshire, and it's probably all over the United States, but I don't know if it's really concentrated here, but I definitely hear a lot of people complaining about the federal government here more than I've been used to, I think, in the past. But I was also, I mean, I got here about 3 years ago, so I haven't been everywhere in the country to know, like, what the political climate's like, but it's just normal to hear people complaining about the federal government and everything they do.
The toll-free number tonight, if you want to share your thoughts, you're welcome to join us here. 855-450-FREE. Coming up, the My Little Pony backpack that stirred controversy. Allie will be sharing with us the details. And again, you can share your thoughts at 855-453, 855-450-3733. Hour number 2 is next. You take control here on Free Talk Live.
The flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have over 8 million square feet of top-quality flooring that must be cleared out by end of quarter March 31st. They've got their lowest price ever on hand-scraped bamboo for just $189 a square foot and 3/4-inch pre-finished hickory for an unheard of $259 a square foot. Get free samples at your local store, plus 22-month special financing is available. So go to LumberLiquidators.com now to find a store nearest you. Hurry, everything must go by Monday, March 31st.
Breathe it in, kid. Clean, fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are stronger than ever. And Grainger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Grainger.com today. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com/air handler, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.